Twitter is reinstating political advertising. Elon Musk says it's to bring in more revenue. He already reinstated thousands of accounts that had been suspended for violating Twitter's hate speech policies. Musk said that was in the interest of free speech. One of the accounts is that of Andrew Tate, dubbed by some as the king of toxic masculinity. He's been banned from other social media sites like TikTok and Instagram. On Twitter, Tate now has more than 4 million followers. But in the offline world, Tate is in trouble. He was arrested recently in Romania on suspicion of human trafficking, rape, and forming a criminal organization. Tim Bella is a staff writer at The Washington Post who's been following this story. Hi, Tim.
How's it going, Madeline? Happy New Year to you.
You too. Well, a lot of people didn't know who he was until he was arrested and got in a Twitter spat with Greta Thunberg. So for the uninitiated, tell us, who is Andrew Tate?
Andrew Tate started off as this run-of-the-mill kid in Chicago who then moved to England, and eventually he got into kickboxing. And once his kickboxing career kind of flamed out, he remade himself. He reimagined himself into this social media influencer that in part started on him appearing on the Big Brother program in Britain and saying some really awful things, eventually getting kicked off once a sex tape leaked of him. And then right after that, he really did mold himself into this self-help expert, a men's rights activist who actually branded himself as smoking cigars and driving fast cars and shooting guns, and someone most notably was extremely misogynistic toward women. And the views he has toward women are just really sick and disgusting. He talks about how women should be held partially responsible in instances in which they are sexually assaulted. And he has this idea that women are given to men and belong to men. Believe it or not, he has grown this huge following on social media, specifically on TikTok, where as of August, his videos had been viewed 13 billion times.
Wow. But he was kicked off TikTok.
He was kicked off TikTok, but his fan base is still so intense that they are still sharing his videos to that platform. So even though he's not there, his influence on TikTok is still pretty big.
Well, let me play an example, not to amplify, but just to illustrate.
So I think my sister is her husband's property, yes. When a bride is walking down the aisle to marry the groom, the father walks next to her and gives her away, true or false?
So he has this big following. I assume most of his followers are men.
Yes, that is very safe to say.
Right. So what happened recently? He got in this Twitter spat with Greta Thunberg, the environmental activist. What happened there?
Yes. So Andrew Tate always likes to stir up controversy. And mind you, he had just gotten put back on Twitter after he was actually banned. But as you mentioned, when Elon Musk took over, his was one of the accounts that got reinstated. And it did not take him too long to stir up controversy by tweeting at Greta Thunberg about his cars and the emissions from his cars. He claimed he had over 30 cars, a ton of fast, very gaudy cars. And he was just essentially calling her out. And Greta, to her credit, only gave him a two-sentence reply. She told him, in no so many words, to get a life. She sent out a fake email address with a word I can't say on
yes.
air. and that tweet of her actually dunking on Andrew Tate is one of the most viewed tweets in the platform's history. It
wow.
has tens of millions of likes. I mean, it's historically speaking one of the most read tweets in that platform's history. So right after that, Andrew Tate applied. But while this was actually happening, there's been this ongoing investigation of him in Romania. And if the timing happened that only a day after he applied to her, he and his brother were arrested for this huge investigation.
Right. And so people initially thought it was because he replied to her on video and there were pizza boxes in the background that linked him to this place in Romania. But that's not what the Romanian authorities said. They said the pizza boxes had nothing to do with it. Right. So he had been under investigation for a while. What are the charges and what is he accused of doing?
So he is accused of human trafficking and forming an organized crime group in Romania itself. And the charges stem from a few months back when him and his brother, who are in Romania, he has lived in Romania for an extended period of time now, because in his own words, it might be easier to evade rape charges there. According to authorities, they identified six people who they allege were recruited and sexually abused in a country right by Bucharest. And authorities say these victims were actually coerced into participating in porn for distribution on social media. And then one of the suspects was actually twice raped a victim this past March. They don't say who it actually was. There is speculation that it is Andrew Tate, but that has not been confirmed. So as of now, several suspects are being held in jail for this next month until a hearing comes up.
So looking at his influence, and I guess his followers are probably defending him and saying he's been wrongly accused and all that. But given the fact that he has millions of followers and the fact that he does have this international reputation, what do you make of that? Like, where do you place him in terms of influence in this world? There are, of course, the Jordan Petersons and the Alex Joneses, and there's a whole cadre of these kinds of men's rights I guess you can call it men's rights activists or agitators. Sure. I don't even know how you describe them, but people who seem to have this hold on millions of men. Like, what do you make of that?
Yeah, it's really startling to see how he rose up pretty quickly overall. He's only 36 years old. It wasn't too long ago where he was in obscure figure, and now it's gotten to the point where this past summer his name was actually a bigger search term on Google than some of the search engine's biggest search terms ever, from Donald Trump to Kim Kardashian to COVID-19. I mean, he's embedded himself and entrenched himself in this place in the online world and in a far right world where his influence is not going away anytime soon. He's buddied up with people like Alex Jones, and he's seen his profile just steadily climb with each interview, with each video, with each terrible comment toward women. So while he has been kicked off of social media, and while he is currently arrested on these really bad charges, I still don't see his influence actually going away anytime soon, just because his fan base online is rabid and loyal, and they will follow him, and they will say that everyone against him is an enemy, and that if you're not with them, then they are coming after you. So I don't see his influence going away anytime soon.
Timothy Bella, staff writer at The Washington Post. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much again, Madeline.
Will it rain forever? It sure seems like it, but of course it won't. So what is California doing to capture all this water for a non-rainy day? That's next on Press Play.